Welcome to the Making After School Cool podcast, the link between research, practice, and theory for those who are interested in the activities youth are involved with during non-school hours. The Making After School Cool podcast is produced by Case for Kids, a division of Harris County Department of Education. And I'm your host, Michael Wilson. Today's podcast is a continuation of a series of interviews which explores the impact of the COVID-19 pandemic on the OST field and the Houston community at large. My guest is Kimberly Woods, who is a parent and essential worker since day one of this pandemic and is using childcare provided by the YMCA of Greater Houston for her children. Hi, Kimberly. How are you doing today?
Hi, Mike. I'm managing. Definitely in a better place than a couple weeks ago when, you know, life was flipped upside down and halted. So I'm at a point where I think I'm managing and I'm doing okay right now.
Well, great. It's great to hear that. Tell our listeners a little bit about your work, why you were deemed as an essential worker initially, and the makeup of your family.
So I am an occupational therapist on the spinal cord injury unit at the VA hospital. And I've been there for 14 years, truly love what I do. And the majority of my job is working with veterans who are in rehabilitation, trying to regain independence, trying to get back into life in the community. So that can't be put on hold. It can't stop, not even for a pandemic. So essentially, our duties need to continue. We may change the way we perform those duties, but they have to keep going. So that's why my coworkers and I, even through all of this, have remained at work doing our duty as we did pre-COVID.
And then, what about the makeup of your family? I know you have to juggle work life with family life.
Yeah, so my husband is an essential employee as well. He works for the city of Houston. He's been expected to continue his current job pre-COVID to after all the COVID started. And we have two sons as well. So our oldest just turned 9 and our youngest is 19 months.
So wow, you have your hands full.
Yes.
Thinking back to when we first heard about this COVID-19, what were your thoughts that came to mind when you heard schools would be closing down, but you still would have to work?
So being in the medical field and having constant conversations with my colleagues, I actually was expecting the school closure. Now, it didn't lessen the anxiety that went through the roof when we got the official word that schools were closing. And I probably couldn't even count all the thoughts that were going through. I think my mind was racing a million miles an hour. How am I going to do this? What are my husband and I going to do as far as work, shifting schedules? Can he take off? Can I take off? How are we going to make this work? I think my coworker came to me and said, hey, I heard about the Y and I think they're opening day camps. Maybe you should check it out. And she probably hadn't even gotten it out of her mouth when I ran in and started researching. And sure enough, the Y had a location that was about 5 minutes from my house. So instantly, I'm communicating with them. Hey, is this camp, you know, for real? What is it going to entail? And do you have availability? Because we live in the medical center and I knew there was probably a million other essential employees that had kids that some were probably in the same situation as we were. And so fortunately we were able to get my son in. And while we kind of, I felt that relief of, okay, I've got somewhere for him to go. My husband and I can keep working. Then the new feeling of anxiety of, okay, a pandemic is going on, schools are closing, businesses are closing, there's a stay-at-home order, and I'm sending my child out to somewhere that I don't know, with people I don't know. And so there was all new feelings of anxiety coming over me.
Well, how did the program make you and your child feel comfortable when you first attended? Were there special procedures in place? that made you feel safe as well as your child comfortable?
So one of the first things that I was impressed with was the quick response in communication. When I reached out to them, they were quick to respond. And that let me know they're invested. They know this is a significant need. When we went for the first day, obviously my son's very nervous. And it just so happened that the staff member that was there for the morning, she had actually known my son through an after school program at his elementary school. So automatically the ice was broken and he felt at ease. I felt at ease that someone knew him. And then just the precautionary measures that they were taking a day one. When we came up, they were social distancing. Temperatures were being checked. We were being asked the verbal screening of traveling and wellness and interaction. And I appreciate every bit of that to keep them safe and keep my child safe.
Wow. Sounds like they were a little bit ahead of the curve in terms of having some precautions already in place. Does the program allow for you or other parents to visit your child during the day, or are there specific times when visitors can come?
So they keep it pretty self-contained. Parents are not allowed in, which I can appreciate very much. Drop-off and pickup is outside. I am not able to communicate per se with my child during the day other than to go through a staff member, but I've emailed them multiple times and they're very quick to respond to whatever my need is. I don't think there's ever been a time where it's gone longer than an hour or two before I get a response back. And I have a phone number that I could call if there was some type of emergency situation that I needed them.
Now, you said you had a toddler and a 9-year-old. How are your kids dealing with the social distancing, and how do y'all keep connected with family members and their friends?
So my oldest son is an avid Fortnite player, a gamer at a young age. And so he has a group of buddies and they get together in their own little game. And so that is kind of that's been their social interaction through this whole time. They are on Duo so they can see each other. They have the headphones with the mics that they can talk to each other if they're not talking on the phone. And then with family and friends, we use either FaceTime or Duo, some platform like that to, you know, be able to visually see each other. And it's especially important for my younger child to see grandparents and other relatives, not just hear their voice, but to see their face as well.
I know it is kind of interesting that, you know, school-age kids are very used to using technology. And so I think the adjustment for them has been slightly easier for a lot of the adults.
Oh, I very much would agree with that. Yes. I don't think my son has a problem FaceTiming with his friend while he's playing a video game. I think he misses a little bit of the interaction of the sports aspect of it and that interaction, but he hasn't lost touch with any of his good friends, which is great, a great use of technology.
Yeah, it really is. Well, as a parent and as other parents are starting to return to work, what questions do you suggest they should ask OST providers, childcare facilities, and so on about safety precautions around COVID-19?
That's a great question. I think they should be asking, number one, what type of screening procedures are there? Are temperatures being checked and logged going in and going out? What is the hand washing procedure? What is the group size that their child will be in? How do the staff enforce social distancing within that group? And then what are the precautions staff are taking? Are they masked? Are the older children masking? I know at the YMCA, my son tells me they get verbal reminders of, you guys are too close, you need to scoot apart, social distance. They wash their hands frequently. And so I think just kind of asking all of those questions that are specific for their child, but specific for the staff as well, are very appropriate questions.
As we slowly start reopening, more and more parents are having to go to work while schools are still being closed down. And so you touched a little bit about the anxiety of juggling where your kids would be. As more parents start doing this, what advice would you give them to deal with the next steps in this particular type of situation?
Sure. So anxiety is going to be normal. I think if someone is not nervous about sending their child out during these times, then something may be wrong. I know the staff knew that I was very nervous and I expressed that to them. And so I think as much as they can ask the staff to reassure them of what procedures are in place, I think that will help ease some parents' anxiety. And then, you know, talking with their child. We sit down with my older son and we go over what the coronavirus is and how do we protect ourselves. And we remind him of this every day before he goes to camp. The staff also does this. I've been very impressed with that. But we don't rely on them to do that. We teach him as well. And we have that constant conversation of how do we stay safe? How do we keep our family safe? And I think we do have to start, you know, venturing back out, but we have to do it in a safe manner. And so little bits at a time, maybe a parent, you know, asks if they can visit with their child outside if they're not allowed in, or if pictures can be taken. I know that's how the staff from my younger son communicates. They take pictures and you see him smiling, and that kind of eases your mind as a parent. And then asking for a regular report of, have you had any staff that has experienced or tested positive for COVID? Have there been any children that have tested positive? Because of HIPAA laws, they're not going to tell you who and so forth, but you can at least ask the question of a general question.
Well, Kimberly, I think this is some great advice. You know, these are some unknown times, and you know, we're slowly adjusting to a new normal as well as getting back to our traditional normal. So I really and truly appreciate you taking some time today, sharing your thoughts, your feelings, and your experiences as far as using OST providers for childcare as we continue to deal with this COVID-19. I appreciate you so much for being my guest. And are there any final comments?
Nope. I just wish everyone safe and health as we all venture back out into this new normalcy.
Well, thank you again, Kimberly. You have a great day and you stay safe.
Thank you so much. You too.